health and wellness on District 32 Business Radio, the power of connection.
I'm Alan Cox. Today I'm here with Suze Trappett from Hush Hub, and we're going to find out a little bit about Suze's background and her tips for business. Sue, what is Hush Hub?
Hush Hub is a place where exhausted and isolated mums, generally mums, but it can be dads, come with their baby to get some respite. So not teaching them how to parent, because there's many good services out there that do that, but sometimes these parents are really good parents, they're just exhausted. So my background is in childcare and looking after wee babies with fostering. And so Hush Hub's a concept that came along when I realised that there's a lot of parents out there that are isolated and exhausted, and they don't have the family supports or the community to get the support that they need. So there's a lot of services that talk about how to parent or offer short-term help, but nothing for the nights or the weekends or when that's actually needed.
How did you get started?
It's a concept, and it's just grown from there. The more I speak to people, the more ideas that come through. So it's a case of getting a board and pulling it apart and seeing where we need to go to be able to get it off the ground. So we're offering a place where they can come with their baby, get some support, get some rest, and then they can go home revitalised and makes them a better parent.
Look, where do that? Do they leave the child with you, or do they...
They come with their baby, because it's really important to promote the bonding and the feeding and all those sorts of things. So baby's always with the parent. It's just that if they feed, then as an agency, you know, we can burp the baby and settle the baby while mum gets a longer sleep. So, you know, a solid 4 or 5 hours sleep is massive for someone that's otherwise awake every half an hour.
Is it overnight?
It's overnight, or it's for a few days. It's whatever the parent needs. So it's all about parent needs and what they're, you know, what they want to get out of the visit.
That sounds like a really good service to me.
It's something that's not out there at the moment. I said there's lots of really good services that offer different supports, but there's nothing that offers the actual respite for the parent to regroup.
It's not caring for the carer.
It is, absolutely. You care for the carer, then they can do a better job caring for the others.
Which helps the relationship, the marriage, the partnership.
Yeah, it helps the partner when they're going back to work because they're not so stressed and they're not so tired. It helps, you know, your choices. There's a lot of choices when you're a new parent, a lot of emotions and hormones. So, you know, if you're the more rested you are, the more you can make good choices.
You've also got to make a lot of adjustments from being independent to being tied down to a child 24/7.
Yeah, and a lot of families don't have people around to help them. You know, we used to have our mums and our aunties and our neighbours, and people don't have that as much anymore. So the isolation is a big thing that ties in with that exhaustion. So, you know, we're here to help with that, you know, sense of community and that support again.
So you're not, when you mention isolation, you're not talking physical isolation, it's more emotional.
It's both ways. It's parents that haven't got their family close by. So, you know, their mum can't come over and say, hey, you go have a shower and I'll watch baby. A lot of the grandparents are still working, or they live overseas, or you've got a partner that works away. So you physically don't have them around, but quite often emotionally they're not as available as they used to be in the older days.
How do you look after you?
There's a few strategies you can take, and it's a matter of being aware of what's going on both, you know, with your work stuff and what stresses that's putting on you and what's going on in your personal life and what stresses that's putting on and what's your way of winding down.
Specifically, you're looking after women who've got a child and who are struggling. How do you help them look after themselves?
The first thing's the health. You know, if you're not healthy, then it makes it very, very hard to look after other people. So mental health, physical health, they're the main things that need looking after. And then you look at the other things like your relationships around you, and can you call on some other people as well? You know, can you outsource or get some other, you know, support services in place for you to be in a really good space where you can help the others?
You mentioned something. What about guilt?
Mother guilt. It's a well-known phrase. You know, we feel guilty for going back to work. We feel guilty if we don't go and work and contribute to the financial side of things. It's us processing our own guilt and being happy with what we decide. You can be, you know, a full-time mum, or you can be a part, you know, go back to work and be essentially a part-time mum. Children will benefit either way if you're putting the right efforts in the right place.
So it's a matter of accepting that you're doing the best you can with what you've got at the time?
It's a matter of having a look at the people around you and what are their needs and looking at what your needs are. So if you can balance those two out, then you're doing really, really well.
When you talk about other people and their needs, who do you mean?
We're looking at partners, we're looking at children, we're looking at, you know, other significant people in your life. So they need your time, they need you to be happy, because if you're happy, that, you know, it's going to help make them happier as well. So being aware of your own emotions and where you're at is really important to be able to handle everyone else's. Because as a mum, you're taking on everyone else's weights as well. And you, yeah, said you've got to look after yourself to be able to look after them. A lot of people rely on mums.
Well, that's true. Very true. So what's in it for a business if they help the community?
There's a few different advantages of helping the community through your business. So you can do things like lift the team morale if they're behind you with the service that you're helping out. And by doing that, they can volunteer their time, or they can know that some of the hard work that they do, some of the profits are going to a really good cause. So you've got the team morale. The other thing is it affects your business and the social standing that it has. So if people, you know, can see that you're giving back to the community, they're more likely to come to you for purchases than for someone that's just in for their, you know, own self-profit. So there's benefits to that. And obviously the third benefit and main benefit is you're actually helping someone in the community,
which makes you feel good.
Absolutely. The more you give, the more you get back. And it doesn't have to be a major, you know, $10,000 contribution. It can be simple things like time, giving your staff, you know, half a day off so they can go and volunteer somewhere. Or it may be, you know, you providing a service. If you're an accountant, you can provide that, you know, that accounting service. And money, you know, money is always handy, but you don't have to donate a lot. If you're, you know, making small profits, just donating a little bit will make a massive difference to a lot of services. And then as you grow, you know, your donation size can grow as well.
I think for me too, there's got to be a productivity benefit in it, because if you feel good and your staff are feeling good, that's going to increase the efficiency and the productivity of the business.
Yeah, it's part of your culture. You know, if everyone's giving back, then everyone feels better about it. And that, again, enhances the ability to go, okay, I'm going to go that little bit step forward because I know it's, you know, what we do will make a difference to other people.
It's uplifting.
Absolutely.
You operate a not-for-profit. How does it affect you? You know, from a personal point of view?
Oh, it's absolutely massive. Said a simple thing like being a board member and offering knowledge or offering time, service, you know, if you can do social media or whether you're an accountant, anything like that helps massive, because, you know, everything affects the bottom line. And the less overheads a not-for-profit has, the more they can put back into the not-for-profit and hence help more people in the community.
And that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Helping one another. It's the old win-win-win, isn't it?
It is. And it's being conscious of the fact that there are, you know, a lot of not-for-profits out there that could do with your help. It's a matter of what fits with your culture and your business as well. You may choose something that's really local, or you may decide to do something that's quite well-known, like the Cancer Council.
Have you got a good example of a business who has helped, like the local footy club or...
You look at it, you know, you look around at all the sponsorships and things like that, you know, whether it's a sporting club that you help because they're really, really local, or whether it's something, you know, more on the health factor. You know, Telethon does fantastic amounts of money, but this, you know, that comes from people that donate $1 or $2 as well as the ones that donate $100,000. So, you know, every little bit makes a massive difference.
So every dollar and every minute makes a massive difference.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just looking around at which not-for-profit you'd like to help, because everyone can do with a helping hand when you're in a not-for-profit sector.
Find something that sparks you up.
That's right, yeah. With Hush Hub, we're looking at helping mums that are isolated and exhausted. And a lot of people can relate to postnatal depression and those, you know, first few months of parenthood. It is absolutely exhausting, and it affects relationships and it affects all sorts of stresses. So, you know, we're continually on the lookout for people that want to donate to our cause. And so we're not the only one. There's a lot of good causes out there.